all over. Donegal have won here, 3-16 to 1-6. So 25 points to 9 was the final one, and a convincing victory for Donegal, who were impressive at times in this tie. Michael Langan, who got the Bank of Ireland Man of the Match award, he got the opening score of this game with just under 90 seconds on the clock, and it was a goal as well. Langan from the St Michael's Club finishing with a total of 1-4, and he was taken off midway through the second half, and he was one of 10 scorers for Donegal tonight. Oisin Gallan finished top scorer on the night with 1-5. Kevin McGettigan, the cornerback from Neve Connell, who was one of 5 senior debuts tonight for Donegal, the cornerback stepping up with a goal and 2 in that opening half. Other scores tonight as well: Jack McKelvey, Aaron Doherty, Captain Patrick McBurdy scored 2, Akilin McColgan, Ryan McHugh, Oren Doherty and Patter Mogan all getting on the score sheet. 10 different scores for Donegal tonight in this comfortable victory. The only 4 players to start the game and finish the match was Kieran Thompson, Ryan McHugh, Patrick McBurdy and Brendan McColl. In total, from the side which started tonight, Jim McGuinness making 11 changes. All 11 subs were used tonight and introduced in the second half. They were Dahi Roberts, Stephen McMenamin, Killen McGonigal, Oisin Gallan, John Ross Molloy, Patter Mogan, Rory O'Donnell, Shane O'Donnell, Oren Doherty, Jamie Brennan and Donal McGillivrecha. It was a big night for those 5 players. Kevin McGettigan making his senior debut. What a debut it was for him, scoring a goal and 2. Finbar Rody was impressive in that fullback line as well. We also had Oisin Caulfield, Senan Carr and Kieran Moore playing in the first half to wear the Donegal jersey in a competitive game for the very first time. Other pluses was the likes of Ryan McHugh and Aaron Doherty making a comeback to inter-county football after 18 months out, and Michael Langan back from injury and playing well in the middle of the park, and deservedly so, taking his Man of the Match award. But listen, the Donegal players now, Martin, are in a huddle in the middle of the field. I'm sure Jim McGuinness will be satisfied with the run out for Donegal today. Listen, they were taking on an Armagh under 20 team. You feel that was a bit disrespectful to the competition and to Donegal, but Donegal just had to play what was in front of them, and they've got more game time under the legs of these players.
Yeah, that's it exactly, Oisin, is getting the game time into the players. And everything. I suppose we're not going to worry what Armagh do. We can't end up Michael Langan coming over to get the Man of the Match. I mean, a brilliant first half for Donegal, but coming over to get Man of the Match, and I think Kieran McLaughlin from the going to present it from the Ulster president of the Ulster Council. But I think Logan and Donegal, one of you, they'll be happy enough from they got legs, and you couldn't know the players you mentioned, particularly the young lads. You know, it was great to see all the young lads, you know, as we said, young Caulfield, young Rorty, young Moore, and then of course you had Senan Carr, who, you know, looks at him, who's very, very, very young, and you've Rorty, who said there was only what 18 tomorrow making their debut and everything else. And I think that, and Kevin McGettigan, as you said as well, you know, that's the great thing to get game time into them. They realise now with county football now, there'll be a better test. Tyrone will be a far bigger test, and Tyrone played Louth in the challenge game last week and I think beat them by a goal in that there, and you know, it'll be a far better test. Tyrone will have a big squad of players and everything else, so you know, it's getting ready for the Cork game is the important thing, picking up no injuries and getting game time, as you said, into the thing. You know, even Patter Mogan coming on there, you know, for the second half to get that game time into him. Shane O'Donnell was very impressive, but Jamie Brennan, Shane O'Donnell particularly, were very good in the second half. So I think looking at it from the point of view of Donegal, it's a good victory, and it's good now going forward. You know, going forward, get ready now. Tyrone play Armagh, Tyrone play Armagh next Wednesday, but Donegal play Tyrone. If Donegal beat Tyrone, you're in a position where you're probably going to qualify for the quarterfinals, which would be important to do that. I think to get another game, because you can't really. The only thing we look at is what you've actually said: game time to players, get players' legs going again and everything else, and get that game time into them. Other than that, there's no contest from the minute go, because fairness to Armagh, they did their best in under 20 team, but you wouldn't be picking any of them maybe that will play senior football down the road. So that point of view, so the Armagh senior players are somewhere else tonight and everything else, but it'll be interesting to see what happens when we meet in the league. Will this be a right move by Armagh or not? Do they not want to show their hand or not? So.
But anyway, Donegal have another game coming up on Sunday, and it will of course be live in Highland. They play Tyrone in their second group game in the Dr. McKenna Cup at Healy Park. There's a 1 o'clock throw-in time, and we'll have full live match commentary for you from that one on Sunday, as Donegal will be expecting a closer test. But they go to Omagh at the weekend with their opening one in the bag in this competition. Final score, Donegal 3-16, Armagh 1-6, a 25 to 9 point advantage in the end for Donegal.